It's only June, and heating oil prices are already up 80% since last year. Gasoline and diesel prices are up also. These petroleum-based fuels would seem to have nothing to do with another fuel found in many homes, wood. But wood and wood pellet prices in New England have risen about 20% since last year, mostly because of oil. New Hampshire Public Radio's David Darman has that story.
Wood prices may be rising, but Fireplace Village in Concord is doing more business than ever. Mike Caponera came in one afternoon and talked to manager Bob Gardner about getting a stove that burns wood pellets.
My only advice I can give to you with pellets stoves this year, don't wait.
I know.
Pick out what you want to get, find a place that's got a good price on it, and buy it.
Bob Gardner tells customers to buy now, even though summer is usually a slow season for wood stoves. He says this year has been different.
We're doing 80% more. This year, almost everybody walking through the door is looking for something. Wood, mainly pellets, but definitely wood still is in there. The occasional gas stove, freestanding gas stove.
Customer Mike Caponera says he dropped in because his heating costs are getting too high.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to be paying $4.50 a gallon for heating oil for at least 1,000 gallons this year if I don't do anything.
Propane has also increased substantially. The high prices have caused many homeowners to switch their heating source from oil or gas to something cheaper. That could be wood in the Northeast, corn in the Midwest, or coal in a few but increasing number of homes across the country. All these fuels are getting more expensive because the trucks that deliver the fuels run on diesel. Local firewood prices are also going up, even when the wood doesn't travel far. Harry Lewis sells firewood at his 130-acre farm in Concord, New Hampshire. He sold a cord for $250 last winter, but Lewis says he's thinking of raising his prices 20% because diesel fuel has become so expensive.
I know it will, with us, raise our prices because we've had to use our loader and stuff to pull it out and everything else. And you figure one day about $240, $250 just for the loader and fuel. So that's got to be passed on. Yeah.
Prices have also been rising for wood pellets, corn, and coal across the country. Pellets sold last winter in the Northeast for about $250 a ton, but they're starting to sell for more. Charlie Niebling says his company had to raise prices partly because diesel prices have gone up. Niebling is with New England Wood Pellet in Jaffrey. He says his company also had to raise prices because it's getting harder to secure the wood and sawdust to make the pellets.
The capacity in the lumber and wood products industry is down because the economy, the building economy, is down. So the sawmills and the wood product companies that make furniture, flooring, millwork, cabinetry, their production is all down pretty much across the board.
The company's sawdust shortage has caused it to buy logs on the open market and then grind them down. The company is doing this to try and keep up with the increased demand this year for wood pellets. Busy wood stove stores may also add up to increased demand for firewood, corn, and coal as customers try to beat the high cost of oil. For NPR News, I'm David Darman in Concord, New Hampshire.